Topic 107. Magic, White and Black. 1. Much is said among occult students these days about white and black magic, and much that is said is without force or truth. It has been truly said that between the two types of workers, the line of demarcation is so slight as to be difficult of recognition by those who, as yet, merit not the term of knower. The distinction between the two exists in both motive and method, and might be summed up as follows. The white magician has for motive that which will be of benefit to the group for whom he is expending his energy and time. The magician of the left-hand path ever works alone, or if he at any time cooperates with others, it is with a hidden selfish purpose. The exponent of white magic interests himself in the work of constructive endeavor in order to cooperate in hierarchical plans and to further the desires of the planetary logos. The brother of darkness occupies himself with that which lies outside the plans of the hierarchy and with that which is not included in the purpose of the Lord of the planetary ray. The white magician, as has been said earlier, works entirely through the great Deva builders, and through sound and numbers he blends their work, and thus influences the lesser builders who form the substance of their bodies, and therefore of all that is. He works through group centers and vital points of energy, and from thence produces in substance the desired results. The dark brother works directly with substance itself and with the lesser builders. He does not cooperate with the forces which emanate from egoic levels. The lesser cohorts of the army of the voice are his servants, and not the directing intelligences in the three worlds, and he therefore works primarily on the astral and physical planes, only in rare cases working with the mental forces, and only in a few special cases, hidden in cosmic karma, is a black magician found working on the higher mental levels. Yet the cases which are there to be discovered are the main contributing causes of all manifesting black magic. The white magician works always in cooperation with others and is himself under the direction of certain group heads. For instance, the brothers of the White Lodge work under the three great lords and conform to the plans laid down, subordinating their individual purposes and ideas to the great general scheme. The black magician usually works in an intensely individualistic way and can be seen carrying out his schemes alone or with the aid of subordinates. He brooks usually no known superior and is nevertheless frequently the victim of agents on higher levels of cosmic evil who use him as he uses his inferior cooperators. That is, he works, as far as the bigger purpose is involved, blindly and unconsciously. The white magician, as is well known, works on the side of evolution or in connection with the path of return. The black brother occupies himself with the forces of involution or with the path of outgoing. They form the great balancing force in evolution, and though they are occupied with the material side of manifestation, and the brother of light is concerned with the aspect of the soul or consciousness, they and their work, under the great law of evolution, contribute to the general purpose of the solar logos. Though, and this is of tremendous occult significance to the illuminated student, not to the individual purpose of the planetary logos. Finally, it might be briefly said, in connection with the distinctions between magicians, that the magician of the good law works with the soul of things. His brothers of darkness work with the material aspect. The white brother works under the hierarchy, or under the great king, carrying out his planetary purposes. The dark brother works under certain separated entities, unknown to him, who are connected with the forces of matter itself. Much more could be given in this connection, but what is here imparted suffices for our purposes. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 984 through 989. 2. The Dark Brothers are, remember this always, brothers, erring and misguided, yet still sons of the one Father, though straying far, very far, into the land of distances. The way back for them will be long, but the mercy of evolution inevitably forces them back along the path of return in cycles far ahead. Anyone who overexalts the concrete mind and permits it continuously to shut out the higher is in danger of straying on the left-hand path. So many stray, but come back, and then in the future avoid like errors, in the same way as a child once burned avoids the fire. It is the man who persists, in spite of warning and of pain, who eventually becomes a brother of darkness. The dark brother recognizes no unity with his species, only seeing in them people to be exploited for the furtherance of his own ends. This, then, on a small scale, is the mark of those who are being used by them, wittingly or unwittingly. They respect no person. They regard all men as fair prey. They use everyone to get their own way enforced, and by fair means or foul, they seek to break down all opposition, and for the personal self acquire that which they desire. From Letters on Occult Meditation, page 134. 3. The dark brother considers not what suffering he may cause. He cares not what agony of mind he brings upon an opponent. He persists in his intention, and desists not from the hurt of any man, woman, or child, provided that in the process his own ends are furthered. Expect absolutely no mercy from those opposing the Brotherhood of Light. On the physical plane and on the emotional plane, the dark brother has more power than the brother of light. Not more power per se, but more apparent power, because the white brothers choose not to exert their power on those planes as do the dark brothers. They could exert their authority, but they choose to refrain, working with the powers of evolution and not of involution. From Letters on Occult Meditation, page 135. 4. And now what methods may be employed to safeguard the worker in the field of the world? What can be done to ensure his safety in the present strife and in the greater strife of the coming centuries? 1. A realization that purity of all the vehicles is the prime essential. If a dark brother gains control over any man, it but shows that that man has in his life some weak spot. The door whereby entrance is effected must be opened by the man himself. The opening whereby malignant force can be poured in must be caused by the occupant of the vehicles. Therefore, the need of scrupulous cleanliness of the physical body, of clean, steady emotion permitted in the emotional body, and of purity of thought in the mental body. When this is so, coordination will be present in the lower vehicles, and the indwelling thinker himself permits no entrance. 2. The elimination of all fear. The forces of evolution vibrate more rapidly than those of involution, and in this fact lies a recognizable security. Fear causes weakness. Weakness causes a disintegration. The weak spot breaks and a gap appears, and through that gap evil force may enter. The factor of entrance is the fear of the man himself, who opens thus the door. 3. A standing firm and unmoved, no matter what occurs. Your feet may be bathed in the mud of earth, but your head may be bathed in the sunshine of the higher regions. Recognition of the filth of earth involves not contamination. 4. A recognition of the use of common sense and the application of this common sense to the matter in hand. Sleep much, and in sleeping, learn to render the body positive. Keep busy on the emotional plane and achieve the inner calm. Do nothing to overtire the body physical, and play whenever possible. In hours of relaxation comes the adjustment that obviates later tension. From Letters on Occult Meditation, pages 137 through 138. 5. The cultivation of emotional tranquility is one of the first steps towards the achievement of the needed equipment of the white magician. This tranquility is not to be achieved by an effort of the will, which succeeds in strangling all astral vibratory activity, but by the cultivation of response to the ego and negation of all response to the inherent vibration of the astral sheath itself. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 983. See also the topic Dark Forces.